accepting ourselves, a place where boys, pups, and subs alike can kick back and discuss things amongst themselves. Email your questions to boyneil@houseofmnsm.com. That's boy, B-O-Y, Neil, N-E-A-L.
Several parents, students, and others who believe gays should be banned from the Sullivan High School prom met Sunday at Sullivan First Christian Church.
We don't agree with it. It's offensive to us.
Their idea is to create a separate traditional prom. Students say there are several others at their high school who agree, but are afraid to take a stand.
If we can get a good prom and convince them that this is just going to be just as good, we can get more people to follow what they believe.
And now they want everyone to know where they stand.
Make the community see that we believe that what the Bible says, it says it is wrong. And we love the homosexuals, but we do not condone what they're doing.
But not all Christians in the community think what they're doing is Christian.
We shouldn't be condemning. That's part of judgment, that is we're not to condemn people, because Christ didn't. He came to the earth to save the world, not to condemn it.
Local man Jim Davis says we've all sinned. So why should gays be treated with less respect?
Love them as a person. You don't have to love what they do, because they may not, the gays may not like the bad things you make mistakes at.
Diana Medley is a special education teacher in town. She doesn't believe anyone is born gay.
I believe it was a choice that she made. I don't believe that they were born that way. I think that life circumstances made them choose that. I think God made everybody equal. I have kids come to me because of their sexual preference, and they know, I don't agree with it, but I care about you. And the same thing for special needs. You know, God puts those people in our life for different reasons.
You know, if a gay person, do you consider them maybe... They have some sort of purpose in life? Do you think it's just a...
I don't. I personally don't. I'm sorry. I don't understand it. A gay student or adult or person isn't going to come up and make some change unless it's because they realize, you know what, it was a choice and I'm choosing God.
Several local pastors support the separate prom movement.
Christians have always been prepared for a fight. But Jesus Christ gave us armor for the front, not the back. We don't run it no more.
Others, on the other hand, think they're casting stones instead of spreading love.
The feeling of wanting to be loved and to belong is universal.
That was a clip of something that happened this week. A friend of mine on Facebook sent me a link to. And then I also posted a link on Facebook. I don't know if any of you saw it, but this is a school teacher in a public school, Diane Medley, and I posted the link.
Hi, Boy Neil.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, Master. Doing good.
Yeah.
I just got right into the
you
show.
You did. I know. I think we should say hello to everybody.
Hello,
first.
Everybody. That clip, the way we did it, kind of just led into it.
I agree. So go. Okay.
But I'll finish up. But there's also, she has received absolutely no discipline from her school board or school district for what she said, which I think is really sad, because if a student would say such things about Christians or about a teacher, most likely they'd be suspended or at least receive detentions and things like this. But she received nothing. And the comment that got me the most was, you know, gays, the way she just said it, well, gays, yeah, well, yeah, no, they don't serve any purpose. Wow.
But she likes us.
She loves her gays. Yes. They're not gays. They're her gays. She loves her gays.
Without her gays, her house would look like shit. Her hair would be a mess.
They serve no purpose. None. You know, handicapped people serve a purpose.
Yeah, what the
gays
fuck?
Serve
did you,
no
did
purpose.
She not kind
did she
of
think about what she said?
But, like, is she saying that being gay is being handicapped? Because she's kind of, she said special needs to
special
start
needs,
with.
Special needs, right.
So is that
well, no,
what
we chose
gay?
To be gay?
No,
is
no, that no. What we chose to be gay to unlike be gay. The special needs.
Oh.
And they serve a purpose because God put them there as special needs, but we chose to be gay, so... We just
like
don't.
We chose to help.
Sorry,
her
we don't serve a
yeah.
purpose.
Be a
at
natural
all.
Blonde.
Right.
I don't even know what she looks like, but for some reason, I think she's a blonde.
I think she is blonde.
Well, I
want to
say.
Not naturally.
I want to say, as someone posted on this site about get rid of her, fire her, is I'm sorry. She knows she serves no purpose as a teacher. She doesn't. I mean, what is she going to... If some child comes to her that you know, and I believe it, she teaches like middle school age kids, that says, you know, I might be gay. She says, well, that's okay, but you really, you know you're gay, you serve no purpose.
Forget some child. Her child.
Yeah.
One of her children. Mm. One of her children.
Could easily be gay.
Will
yeah.
be gay. And that's...
Why do you say that?
If she even has children. She may not be married, sir. We don't even know that.
No, but if she becomes married and has children, one of the two children will be gay.
But anyway, you know, do me a favor if you would, or if you want to go on this Fire, I don't care where you're from, Fire Diana Medley site and just like it. Right now it's up to 868 likes. The more we get, the more people will look at it.
Go ahead, post that in the chat room. I'll click a few times.
I will again.
I can't get in the chat room. Is there
we're just trying to get the message out. Yeah, we're getting in there. We're having, just so everyone knows, we are having technical difficulties, we'll say, with our internet. It's just acting really weird.
It's just freaking slow.
It's because of the snow.
It might be. I don't know.
I am so fucking sick of this snow.
Uh-huh.
You didn't shovel it today and brush it off all the cards and everything.
That's not my job,
sir.
But thank you.
You're welcome.
Just saying thank you. Oh, and everybody, let's wish happy belated birthday to the old fart boy, Neil.
I had a wonderful, beautiful birthday last night. It was great. Master and sir and the family did a great job. We had some guests come in from London and Toronto.
St. Catharines.
Spend the night St. Catharines and spend the night, and some didn't. And we went to the comedy,
House of Comedy,
yes. Which is not far from here, and had a great time.
That was fucked up, though.
It was.
That was truly fucked up.
It was really screwed up when the MC, Master and his ex-wife were like, is that Larry? And the guy goes, hi, I'm, and he's at some drunk, hi, I'm Larry so-and-so, and yeah, I'm okay now because I just went out back and, I smoked the whole doobie. And, you know, I wouldn't share it either because I really got to be fucked up to do this, you know.
We're standing outside and he says, I got to rehearse for the show.
It turns out they know each other from, like, forever, like 13 years ago.
Like years and years. We used to party.
But he was good.
Yeah, he was good.
I enjoyed both of them. I do have to say that I did like the Larry, the before and after a little bit more. He picked on us more. I think that's why. Right? Did you have a favorite line?
I don't know if I had a favorite line.
Why are we
line?
Making fun of them? Hello, how about the dude with the collar
with
on?
With the dog collar on, yeah.
But nobody's going to mention him.
And then the other, the headliner, I forget what his name, but he was actually, it turns out, from Tonawanda. And I do think he knows some of my kids, because as soon as I mention my name and my kids, he went, we might have to talk later.
Yeah, and then he just stayed away from
me.
Because
he was, he's exact age of my daughter. And he was talking about straight and being a man and this and that. And I says, well, and then
no
he
man.
Goes to me and then he goes, he goes, and what about you, birthday boy? He says, actually, I made the switch. And he just got dead silent for a while. He totally had to change his routine.
Yeah.
I don't think he's, then he wondered, what is he going to? Oh, this must be the Black Vest Club or something. Look at
that. Oh, that's what he says. What group are you guys from? I know you're all from a group because you're all fucking wearing Black Vest and you got, what do you call the mutton chops?
Mutton chops.
You don't
look
want
at
to know.
Just like, you just don't want to go there right now.
Look at this one with the collar. It was like, it was pretty crazy.
And when we had first got there, I looked and I thought, oh my God, is that the shipping guy from my fucking work?
And yep.
And I was, you know what? And I thought, what the fuck? Who cares? And it did. I took a step back. I did. I took a step back. I thought, oh, here we go. And then I thought, who really?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we keep telling you, but you still care.
I do. I've come a long way, baby.
Yes, you have, and I'm very proud of you.
Oh, I got in the chat room.
But I know, anyway, but he's kicking us off.
Well, go on and click the coffee cup.
Back
go
to
click away,
things.
Get your coffee cup, and I won't kick you out.
Where's the coffee cup?
You're away, and it'll switch it to coffee cup. Yeah, go to online.
Yeah. Yeah,
switch it to away. And you'll get the coffee cup, and it won't.
So it was great. We had a really nice time at the comedy club. I thought the food was really well done.
Food was
amazing.
Those poor people, the two people in there, they needed way more help though.
Yeah.
That poor waitress,
two waitresses
that was doing the bar serving and serving the whole crowd, and it had to be what, close to
60 people
mm-hmm.
at least.
Yeah. Well, we had a lot of other wacky stuff happen this week. I remember, I think the day was it Monday or Tuesday? I woke up, some mornings I just can't sleep, and I woke up at like 5 in the morning, and I'm checking the news, and I'm checking some of my civil rights sites and all, and it's nowhere on Facebook or anything yet, but all of a sudden I read this, it says a blurb about Pope Benedict to announce his retirement this morning, and I went, what? And it was like 5 in the morning, so I check Facebook, check everyone. I can only find this one article. So I go on Facebook, and I says, wow, this I just heard what may be the greatest news. I believe Pope Benedict is going to be announcing his retirement today. And everybody, all my friends, not all of them, but a bunch of them, like, are you crazy? That ain't never going to happen. The Pope does that for life. Because when you think about it, he supposedly, when this group gets together, all the cardinals, to decide who's to be the Pope, there's all kinds of magic stuff that's supposed to be involved. It's all done in secrecy behind closed doors.
Voodoo.
And how they determine, I don't know if you realize, do you remember what's going to happen? Yeah. When they have determined who is Pope, they're going to put so many puffs of smoke out of this chimney. So, oh no, it's serious. You'll see it again. So all the public
I know,
will watch.
Boy Neil, I'm Catholic.
Oh, yeah, you remember that. And what is it? It's like when three big puffs of smoke come out of the chimney.
And if it's black,
or
there's
something,
no Pope.
Right.
And if it's white, we have a Pope.
Right. It's something bizarre like that. But anyway, it's all goofy crap. But it's chosen for life.
Yeah.
Which really meant, and I thought, I saw one little idiom. It says, well, I guess, you know, God appoints him Pope for life. And what does he do? He gives God 2 weeks' notice as I'm leaving.
Yeah, did you see what God did? He hit
the
dome
Vatican
of,
caught
the
with
Vatican
lightning.
Twice.
Yeah, lightning bolt hit her. They said the chances of that happening are one in so many million, but it actually did, and someone taped it.
Hey, and still that asteroid hit the Earth.
But the bottom line is, yes, he is retiring, and weird things even today are happening. Originally, or technically, they're supposed to wait. The Cardinals are supposed to wait until he's gone, and then get together and call. And again, this internet's so slow, I can't even pull it up. They call this special meeting where they pick the new Pope. But now they've already announced they're not going to wait until then. They're going to start meeting within the next 2 weeks, well before he's even out of office.
Do you think it's going to be one of the Afro-Americans that are up for?
There's chance that it's not Afro-American. There's a chance it could be an African, a Canadian. They're saying that they're most likely in the running. I know there's an African, there's a Canadian. I don't know if there's an American actually in the running for the Pope. From two other countries, I believe there is. But what's crazy about all this is, and a lot of it is coming out in some of the articles, you know, I've posted, and you can find them around, is his jaded history when it comes to all the pedophile stuff going on and all that. And he was so directly involved with it, and it really... This is really off track from what my show is supposed to be about, but...
Oh, wow, a little.
Well, screws up a lot of young kids as far as accepting who they are and accepting themselves. It did for me, because I was abused. But the bottom line is, he was in charge of, before he was Pope, he was in charge of an organization that the Catholic Church had set up, which was to get all of this out and get it handled as far as everything going on with these priests. And at the time, it was mainly involving the United States and Europe, which were the two countries where it was just going ballistic about all the pedophilia. And just so everyone knows, there's other countries that are in much worse situation like that, i.e. the Philippines. I recently talked to a friend of mine that was from the Philippines. And pretty much, unless you're Catholic, there's a small pocket of Muslims in the southern Philippines. But other than that, in a very small pocket of Jehovah's Witness, they keep sending them in there. But if you're not Roman Catholic, you're nothing in that country. So the priests and all this, they get away with absolutely murder because they run the country. I mean, they have that much control because it's something like 90% of Filipinos are Roman Catholic. Because at one point it was government mandated. I mean, that was the only church that was allowed in the Philippines was a Roman Catholic Church. But there's so many other states. But what a lot is happening is, you know, this one article is Pope Benedict, who is Joseph Ratzinger is his real name. I think, what a name, Ratzinger, has scheduled, and remember, if you look that up, you'll see he was a member of the Nazi youth, Hitler youth. He goes way back. Has scheduled a meeting with the Italian president, Saturday, February 23rd, to discuss security protection and immunity from prosecution from the Italian government, according to an Italian media sources. Well, it looks like I hear something in the background, which I guess means Master wants to go to break. So I'll cover the rest of this when we get back.
Yeah, we're going
to
come right back and keep talking about the Pope. You're listening to House of... excuse me, MNSN.
One time I saw a Filipino cab driver cut out of cancer with a rusty butter knife.
You're listening to Boy Neal on House of MNSN Radio. Email in at boynail@houseofmnsm.com.